Viewership for ESPN's Woke ESPY Awards down 34% from 2019. By Warner Todd Houston on July 22, 2022. ESPN's ESPY Awards show aired during its traditional midweek July date this year for the first time since 2019. But the show collapsed in the ratings, earning 34% fewer viewers than it did in 2019. The awards show, which was returned to its mid-July Wednesday slot for the first time in 3 years, averaged only 2.5 million viewers on Wednesday, far below the 3.8 million it earned in 2019, OutKick reported. This year, the show awarded notorious anthem protester and trans activist Megan Rapinoe the award for Best Play, an award title that suggests ESPN is likely just making things up at this point. In addition, the Disney-owned sports network chose to please their Chinese benefactors by bestowing the Best Breakthrough Athlete Award on Eileen Gu, the California native who snubbed Team USA and chose to win gold for China. The show was aired on Saturdays over the last 2 years and fared even worse in the ratings than this year. The decision to air the show on a summer Saturday hurt the broadcast something fierce. In 2020, the ESPYs crashed by 81% over the previous year. And it got worse in 2021 with ratings 90% lower than 2015 when Caitlyn Jenner won the network's Woke Courage Award. But if ESPN thought returning the show to its midweek slot would help bump up the viewers, they only saw a marginal uptick and it was still nowhere near what it was only 3 years ago. Ratings have continued to plummet for the ESPYs since it went full woke in 2015. 2015, 7.7 million. 2016, 5.6 million. 2017, 5.3 million. 2018, 3.9 million. 2019, 3.8 million. 2020, 1.9 million. 2021, 1.1 million. 2022, 2.5 million. A marginal increase this year of 1 million viewers is still nearly 70% off where it was only 7 years ago. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.